Please pardon me now while I speak in tongues for a minute. In Monte Carlo on Saturday, Lorenzo Lauriev, sitting south for the Italians, bid 5 diamonds doubled on the final deal. Lauriev might have taken the match to extra time had he only played the queen of spades when spades were led by West. Instead, Lauriev touched north 7 of spades, evidently intending to play it, and evidently forgetting that American Bob Hammond, sitting east, could cover that 7 with the 10. Lauriev tried to take back his move, but the judges said the play of the 7 stood, and the Bermuda Bowl was lost on the final deal, perhaps by the misplay of a single card. Translation, USA, USA. This was how the United States National Bridge Team won the game's biggest prize on a day that will live in infamy among Italian bridge players, who are the Americans' arch rivals. Barry Regal did live commentary in Monte Carlo for the World Bridge Federation. He assures us that he is the Dennis Miller of bridge play-by-play. Barry Regal, how big was this?
I think it was a very significant moment in the history of American-Italian relationships. It's almost inconceivable that anybody could get as close as this and fail to do it. Literally, the last card played might have made the difference between their winning and losing.
And if I were a fanatical Italian bridge fan, would I be pleased to know that Lorenzo Lauriev was sitting south in that room?
Yes, I think so. He has demonstrated amazing reserves of strength in the past and made impossible contracts previously. This just happened to be the wrong man in the wrong seat at the wrong moment.
What could he have been thinking when he reached for the 7 of spades?
Well, I believe that what actually happened was that when the player sitting in the west seat led a spade, which was a mistake on his part, he should have played a heart. He had a heart that he could have led that would win the trick. Lauriev simply didn't see what card had been played. He was so stressed by the occasion that he thought a heart had been led instead of a spade, and he discarded the 7 of spades from dummy rather than attempting to follow suit to the trick.
And as commentator at that moment, what did you say when he played that 7 of spades?
I couldn't believe it. Everybody in the audience gasped. It was already in an uproar. The noise was so loud that we could not hear the announcer calling the mistake that Lauriev had made. Bridge spectators are not normally a rowdy group, but the Italians and the Americans have a long history together. Half of the audience was tearing their hair, the other half were applauding loudly, and as a result, nobody really knew what had happened when all of a sudden the players were in uproar as well because of Lauriev trying to change his mind about what card he wanted to play.
Now, talk about questions I never thought I would get to ask on national radio. How does this compare with the 1965 Bermuda Bowl in Buenos Aires, where the British team of Reese and Shapiro were accused of cheating with illegal hand signals?
A very interesting question. It will be a hot potato issue. There are already on the websites that discuss these things probably 1,000 contributions saying this was a travesty of justice or no, it was the right thing. But the big difference here is that all we're talking about is an interpretation of the rules as opposed to a deliberate violation of the rules, which was the issue that was raised by the Reese Shapiro scandal in Buenos Aires.
Well, Barry Regal, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Events in Monte Carlo on Saturday, in which the United States won the Bermuda Bowl in bridge after an Italian player, Lorenzo Lauriev, misplayed the 7 of spades.